We're here with Dennis Macon, Executive Vice President, Financial Services Solutions for Digital Resolve. How are you, Dennis?
Very good. Nice to be here.
Good. Nice to meet you. Listen, maybe you can tell us, just from your perspective, in the midst of the turmoil that's been going on, in light of the product offering that you have, what should financial institutions be thinking of in the coming year?
That's a good question. It is a mess out there right now. One of the things I think that everybody needs to keep in mind when you're thinking of fraud detection and fraud prevention is criminals aren't going to go away. In fact, everything I see and hear in this stage of the economy and heading into a recession, if we're not there already, criminals are becoming more and more advanced and growing in numbers, and fraud, it tends to grow in these periods of time. So you can't take fraud detection lightly. You need to still protect your online channels and the other channels that you have with a system that is proactive, flexible, and easy to adjust to the changes in the environment that the criminals will take and become accustomed to, if you will, here in the near future and even beyond that until the economy straightens out and then the criminals believe the investment's coming back into the marketplace to help fight this type of activities, then they'll go on to other areas and look for other things to do.
Sure. No, I think you're right. We're seeing a lot of the same information from other vendors as well. So tell us, how is Digital Resolve approaching these concerns? How can you help financial institutions?
Well, our product that we've had in the marketplace has been proven for the last 4 or 5 years in the market space. It's on the fourth generation of the product. Mm-hmm. What we have done over the past couple years is invest not only in the platform that we've had, but also we've purchased a transaction monitoring company, and over the course of the last year, we've been taking that product and putting it into our original fraud analyst solution, so that now that you can have one solution that protects the full life cycle of the customer from the customer acquisition stage all the way through to the day-to-day activities. Right. So you're looking at login authentication for the multi-factor, but you're also looking at the transactions and looking for anomalies in how your consumers are behaving.
Sure. How are you guys differentiated maybe from other folks out there that are offering these things as well? I mean, what makes Digital Resolve different?
Well, that's a great company. One of the things that makes us stand out is we have the financial strength of a very large parent, but yet we are a nimble, smaller company than some of our competitors, and it enables us to build off the philosophy we started the company with, and that is customer support. Mm-hmm. And working with customers from the start of a deployment through every day that they're using the product. And our customers, I think every one of them will tell you that the support that we put out there is fantastic and far superior than what the marketplace is seeing today. In addition, the product is proven. It works very well. They've been in deployment with major institutions in North America for the last 4 years. Never had an issue and saved them quite a bit of money in reducing their fraud expenses.
No, that's great. Obviously in the next year there's going to be a lot for financial institutions to deal with, right? And we all think there's going to be more regulation coming down the pike. What advice do you have for financial institutions with all these issues they have to grapple with?
That's a very good question. I wish we all had a crystal ball and said, this is going to end and this is where we're going to be. But I think one of the keys is, and from my experience within a smaller company, is you have to be nimble, because there are going to be changes, and you have to be looking into the future and anticipating those changes and being able to move to adjust to those. But it all comes down to, when you're looking at the online channel where our products participate, it's a great channel. that's going to continue to grow, and the institutions are going to continue to use it to gather customers and have them conduct their business. You need to protect those channels and protect the dollars there. And so having systems and philosophies or strategies in place that enable those customers or the institutions to move with the fraud and stay ahead of it, but also have the flexibility when government regulation comes in and says you have to do this, this, and this, that they can move through that pretty quickly.
That makes good sense. Hey, Dennis, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nick.